Welcome to your executive intelligence briefing. I'm your strategic advisor. And today we're cutting straight to what matters for your business, your board, and your bottom line. Anthropic and Claude have bet on structured integrations via the Model Context Protocol, explicit permission scopes, agent-native interfaces, ecosystem cooperation. Salesforce's MCP adoption is a meaningful signal, but enterprise software ecosystems move slowly. The long tail of internal tools and legacy systems is not getting agent interfaces on a commercially relevant timeline. The decision framework is quantitative. If more than 40% of your automation targets lack APIs or have no vendor integration roadmap, prioritize Codex deployment now. ROI is available within 60 to 90 days. The MCP alternative has a 12 to 24 month timeline with no certainty. If more than 60% of your automation targets are modern SaaS with active vendor roadmaps, run parallel evaluation across both architectures and don't consolidate until MCP ecosystem velocity becomes clearer. And regardless of which path you take, the architectural principle is non-negotiable. Build your AI stack so the underlying model provider is swappable. Never allow a single vendor's proprietary features to become load-bearing in your production architecture. The Moonshots podcast captured this precisely. The goal is to be able to say, switch half of these workloads to a different AI vendor and have it just happen. One more signal that belongs on every security leader's radar. Anthropic's Mythos AI model, per The Economist's reporting, demonstrates autonomous vulnerability discovery at a cost structure that changes security economics entirely. Anthropic spent approximately $20,000 of compute per vulnerability discovery run and found an actual OpenBSD vulnerability, a 27-year-old flaw, in a single $50 run. Compare that to a typical $50,000 bug bounty for a critical OS vulnerability. That's a 99.9% cost reduction per successful find. More immediately actionable is the exploitation window data. The window between vulnerability disclosure and active exploitation has collapsed from 2.3 years in 2018 to approximately 20 hours today. The trajectory suggests near instantaneous exploitation by 2028. Any patch deployment cycle measured in weeks is now structurally insufficient. Your target is sub-72-hour critical patch deployment. SNCC provides automated dependency scanning with CI/CD integration and covers SMB use cases on the free tier. Mythos itself remains restricted to approximately 50 named partners, not commercially available. Also on the MLOps side, apply a 35 to 50% upward adjustment to your cloud cost projections for the remainder of the fiscal year immediately and implement real-time cost alerting at 110% of your monthly baseline. Catch the drift before it becomes a CFO conversation you weren't prepared for. Let's bring this home. The critical risk opportunity pairing for this briefing cycle is this. The risk is vendor concentration. One policy change, one tokenizer update, one uptime incident away from a six-figure productivity loss and a broken customer commitment. The opportunity is that the abstraction layer investment is cheap relative to the exposure, the technology is mature, and the teams that build model-agnostic infrastructure in the next 90 days will have a structural cost and resilience advantage over competitors who don't. The $60 billion Cursor valuation is not just a startup story. It's a market signal telling you exactly where AI infrastructure value is concentrating. Agentic coding, autonomy at scale, model-agnostic orchestration. That's where the next wave of competitive differentiation lives. Thank you for joining today's Executive Intelligence Briefing. That's your AI intelligence update for April 24th, 2026. Come back tomorrow. The landscape keeps moving, and so should you. Stay strategic. I'll see you at the next briefing.